This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Milwaukee County's public safety building is long past the point where it is simply aging. The building was built with a jail inside in 1929. Prisoners were moved to a newer facility more than 25 years ago, and the building now mainly houses courtrooms and legal offices.
And while nearly everyone agrees that there needs to be a plan for the public safety complex's future, there is no plan currently in place. The Wisconsin Policy Forum has just released a report on several potential financing plans for a new facility. Rob Henkin is president of the forum, and he joins us now. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Mitch.
Before we get to the issues in funding a new public safety building, let's talk about the state of the old one. Why is this the time to do this work?
So this is a building that was constructed in 1929. It originally housed all sorts of jail and public safety functions. Over the years, it also housed courthouse functions. So over the years, as the historic courthouse part of the courthouse complex has housed many of the courts, as different public safety functions have sort of gone elsewhere, this has essentially become office space for district attorneys and for sheriff staff. And it is a building that clearly is not meeting the county's needs, number one. Number two, it's an old building with lots of deferred maintenance. The county has known for quite some time that it really needed to make a decision on whether to try to somehow renovate and repair as opposed to just replacing. That decision has been put off. The deferred maintenance has piled up, and we're now at the point where something has to be done.
So it sounds like it's not serving anybody's purpose at this point.
Correct. And the estimates are that you would need $40 to $50 million worth of work just to try to keep it in its current functionality, which again is very low functionality. So to really make it something worth using, the only solution is to tear it down and build a new one.
Well, what is the county missing out on by having the kind of piecemeal approach that it has today?
Well, in terms of, the county has all sorts of struggles with its overall capital improvements program. This has been one of the most vexing elements of the county's budget. There's been such a dire need to control annual debt service because of all the county's operating budget challenges that has forced it to limit the amount of borrowing that it does on an annual basis. And the amount of borrowing that the county has deemed affordable has not jived with its capital needs. So we see a big backlog of capital projects across the board. And really, the safety building is emblematic, where, boy, we know we need to make a big decision here. We don't have the resources to do anything big. Then again, we don't want to pump money that we don't have into a building that we're going to replace anyway, so nothing happens. The mental health complex is a similar situation. And so this is really, in some respects, it can't be helped, but in other respects, it's just not doing anyone any good.
This is like the question, do I put new brakes on my car? Do I put new tires on my car? Do I, fix the steering in the car? If I know I'm just going to have to do three more projects, maybe I should just buy a new car.
Exactly. But ultimately, that car is going to break down on you, and then you have a problem.
So clearly, I know one of the things that the Wisconsin Policy Forum does often is consider what other municipalities have done in similar projects. Milwaukee County is not alone in this issue, right?
Correct. And so this was actually Milwaukee County coming to us and saying, can we commission you to do some research that's going to explore how other urban counties across the country have gone about building new courthouses. These are huge projects that, generally speaking, are not going to be affordable, I don't care what size the county is, as part of one's regular capital improvements program. So how has that worked elsewhere? And so that was the beginning for this analysis. We scanned across the country. We found 14 courthouse or similar to courthouse type projects across the country at a total price tag of $100 million or more that had either been initiated or completed since 2010. And so we took a look first at those 14 projects to try to gain some insight. How have these other counties gone about with these very big capital projects?
Well, and so talk about what some of the creative ways that other counties have gone about doing these kinds of projects are.
Well, the most striking thing when you look across the country is that indeed very few have done it the traditional way. So the traditional way is simply, again, to issue generally 15-year general obligation debt as part of your regular capital program, pay off those bonds over 15 years, and somehow come up with the resources to do that. In this case, when we are talking about projects and the average cost of these projects, about $260 million, which is actually the projected construction cost for a new Justice Center for Milwaukee County. For projects of that magnitude, something different has occurred. So we see instances in which state government has given special authorization to local governments to do special sales taxes or special court fees to pay off the bonds. We have seen examples of public-private partnership where the public sector has turned to private entities to finance, and then essentially the bonds are repaid as part of availability payments that also comprise essentially rental payments for the structures. We've seen other instances in which state government has recognized that courts are both a county and a state function, and where the state has chipped in to pay for half or so of the cost.
Well, and so what? Give us a sense for why doing things the way a normal capital project might be done, just, you know, the 15-year general obligation bonds, why is that not an ideal way to go about something of this magnitude?
So for Milwaukee County, the total cost of this project is projected to be about $340 to $360 million. Now, I had said $260 million earlier, but you have to add on to that demolition costs, and you have to add transition costs because the county has to move hundreds of people out of the safety building for some period of time. But what we figured was about a $300 million borrowing amount is a good guess. To put that into perspective, Mitch, if the county was to issue 15-year debt at current interest rates, we project that the annual debt service on that would be about $25.6 million per year. For the county to have to come up with an additional $25.6 million for 15 consecutive years, that will mean either it will really not have resources to do virtually anything else in terms of capital improvements to all of its parks and its other buildings and facilities and roads and so forth, or you would see this monstrous operating budget challenge that would produce some very substantial cuts in services.
And the county is already facing plenty of challenges even without this.
Yes. And so, again, just for more context, right now the county is spending about $30 million annually on debt service for its capital debt. If you add 25.6, it almost doubles it.
One of the other possibilities you looked at is the idea of a public-private partnership. Has that been put into practice in other places?
We are seeing increased use of public-private partnerships, but for the most part, where we're seeing those is when the subject of the partnership is a project that itself is generating revenue that can pay off the debt that is needed to finance the project. So the perfect example is a highway project where the public sector teams up with the private sector. The private sector actually pays for the highway improvements and potentially even is transferred through a lease, basic ownership of the highway, but they are the ones that get to erect the toll booths so that you have the revenues coming in to pay off the debt. For courthouse projects and big buildings that don't have that type of revenue generating capacity, we see less frequent use, but we were actually able to find of the 14 projects that I mentioned that we identified, two did use public-private partnerships. One was in Long Beach, California, and the other in outside of Baltimore, Maryland.
What about the idea of additional revenue sources, either new taxes or kinds of fees that might be imposed?
So again, the fundamental problem is, assuming that the county is going to have to borrow money to do this, how can it afford these debt service payments? So clearly, if there was to be the enactment of some new special funding source, then that at least doesn't create the problem where by doing this project, the county is crowding out its other capital needs or creating insurmountable operating budget challenges. So to pay for that $25.6 million per year, what could you do? Well, clearly what we have seen in other communities, we have found a couple places in Florida and one in Georgia, where a special temporary half-cent to one-cent sales tax could potentially generate the revenue necessary either to cash finance the project over a short period of time, in which case you don't incur interest costs, or again, if the payments are not of that magnitude and you want to pay it off over 15, 20, or 30 years, to use a lower amount of sales tax to pay the debt service for the project.
One of the other angles you point to is potentially extending the Miller Park tax and then reappropriating it, clearly.
Yes. So again, we first of all, it goes without saying, in order for Milwaukee County to have such a special tax, you would need state authorization. And state government has certainly shown no inclination at this point to give local governments that type of special sales tax authority. That being said, there is a special sales tax already in place in Milwaukee County, plus four other counties. It's the Miller Park sales tax. It's a tenth of a cent. It is due to expire once the debt for Miller Park is paid off, which should occur in 2019 or 2020. And so, purely hypothetically speaking, if you were to keep that one-tenth of a cent in place in Milwaukee County for some period of time to pay off the debt service for a new public safety building, that could be a viable approach. Now, we estimate that that tax would raise about $15 million per year. So if you were using traditional general obligation 15-year bonds, it may not be enough. Now, here's where perhaps you could combine that with some special court fees. We have seen places across the country that have done traffic fine and court surcharges for users of the courts that builds up money that can be used for projects like this.
Almost like tolls on highways.
Well, exactly. And so, again, there's some merit in asking the users to pay. The problem is that most of the users of the court system perhaps don't have the means to pay extra court fees. And then one other possibility would be to extend the life of the bonds. And there are pros and cons of doing that. But instead of doing 15-year debt, if you were to do 20-year debt for general obligation bonds or perhaps 30-year revenue bond debt, then that tenth of a cent sales tax revenue stream could hypothetically be sufficient to pay off the bonds.
How about naming rights?
Well, hey, I'm sure that's one option that ultimately will be looked at.
Rob, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Rob Henkin is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum. You can find a link to the forum's report on financing plans for a new county justice center at wuwm.com.